Capitol Building.
Okay, we are on the air. Can you go ahead and call us back into order? We are on general order day three, where amendments are voted on and the order received. First amendment is on bill number ONCA 1848. First amendment was presented by Congresswoman Lemon. The amendment is page 92, line 4186. Insert the following additional new section. Section 94, Skyway 36. The Osage Nation Congress authorizes and appropriates the sum of $12,006 to Skyway 36 from the general fund and the treasury listed in the table below. There is a corresponding table. So, is there any discussion regarding the amendment number one for ONCA 1848? Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Speaker. I just wanted to acknowledge that this budget was brought to the Commerce Committee of the jurisdiction. It was accepted and approved, and of course went back to appropriations. It was discussed at length with Assistant Chief Redcorn, and but it was accepted and approved by the Committee of Jurisdiction. Thank you.
Any additional discussion regarding amendment number one? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, I just don't support the amendment. Appropriations Committee did review it. I think some of the members from that committee were sitting on the Appropriations Committee. I think the discussion at the table was that we don't know, I don't know what Skyway 36, who manages it, what department it's under. I don't see the planning for this, but yet by inserting it into this bill, it's an authorization of something that's unknown to the nation, how they're going to proceed. I think it's a special project, and I think it needs further discussion as a special project with an appropriation that would be its own appropriation. I think it's a business venture. I'm not sure how that fits under to our constitutional language that businesses be run in a different way than through the government. So I supported striking this from the executive branch bill because I'm not sure what the executive functions are or what a business function is here with this special project.
Okay. Congresswoman Goodfox.
So I sat on both committees, Commerce and Appropriations. I'll be voting yes for this. I was a no vote at the Appropriations meeting where it was stricken, so I'll be supporting this amendment.
Any other members? Congressman Maker.
I'll be voting yes in support of this amendment because I think it's something that is going to be good for our Osage Nation.
Thank you. Any other members wish to speak for or against the amendment? More discussion? Okay, seeing none, the roll call vote regarding the amendment.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
No.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
No.
Congressman Tillman.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No.
Congressman Bighorst.
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Yes.
Okay, the amendment passes. Next is amendment number 2, also to ONCA 1848, page 108, line 49 and a half. Insert the professional fees line item, strike 10,000. Let me put my glasses back on. Amendment number 2 is page 108, line 49 and a half. In the professional fees line item, strike 10,000 and insert 20,000. This amendment was also proposed by Congresswoman Lemon. Any discussion regarding the amendment? Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Speaker. Again, this budget was tabled once in Commerce and brought back on the agenda, and it was discussed again at length, and the Commerce Committee at the time, to my recollection, passed this, accepted it, and approved it. And we, like to my recollection again, we all want the Visitor Center to succeed, and I feel that if we decrease the amount of money that they have for operating purposes, that it, in effect, decreases their ability to succeed. And it's going to offer, the Visitor Center is going to offer Osage artists display their work and be able to sell their work, and they're going to offer to tell our story, and I don't want to, as Osage people, and they're going to be, and I fully support the Visitor Center and its location. So I would ask you to please consider this addition. Thank you.
Congresswoman Stabler.
I too support the Visitor Center. I've been involved with tourism for many, many years, and I look forward to it. However, on this particular line item, they gave us 3 different answers. They could not detail out what their professional fees were for. That is part of the budget process that they do so. I don't think it's going to close the Visitor Center or cause it not to be open. And I feel confident to cut them to $10,000. And so I'll be voting no on this amendment.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
I'll be voting yes for the amendment. I was a no vote to take it out in appropriations. So
I stated my reasons in appropriations why I didn't want it cut, and I voted yes to push it out of the committee of jurisdiction as is.
Congressman Maker.
I will be supporting this amendment because what's going on with the recent changes and tourism, people coming from all over the nation, even overseas to Pawhuska. We need to have a really nice facility that belongs to the Osage Nation that will welcome all the visitors from toward the Tulsa direction. So I think the Osage people, if I can add this in, we have always been leaders of all the other tribes in the state of Oklahoma. They always used to look at us to see what are the Osage doing. We've always had it going on, so I think we need to keep it going on. Thank you.
Any more discussion regarding the amendment? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I will not be supporting this amendment. We did discuss this 2 times in the Commerce Committee. I do support having a Visitor Center. I think that they've done a very fantastic job with what sits there on the corner. I've supported the idea of a Visitor Center with 2 appropriation bills. So I do support it. As Congresswoman Stabler said, when we met on it, we asked about the professional fees line item. There were several different answers given. I agree that it is our job as Congress to try to do some cost savings where we can. It was also even presented in committee that even if they didn't get this appropriation, which I support as it is in its current form without the amendment, but even if they didn't get it, there would be means for this visitor center to survive. I don't want it to just survive, I want it to thrive, and I believe that this budget that we're looking at as it's presented in the bill now accomplishes that. So I will be voting no against the amendment.
Any more discussion? I'm going to go ahead and weigh in on this. I'm going to support it as well. What I recall, part of the professional fees that was discussed was a security system, among other things. And if we're going to have Osage's art and other things of value, particularly stuff that we don't own, I've priced alarm systems at my own house. They're expensive, and I want to have an adequate alarm system along with other potential professional fees. So I'll be voting yes for this amendment. Any more discussion regarding the amendment? Okay, seeing none, roll call vote.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
No.
Congressman Tillman.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfoss.
Yes.
Congresswoman Levin.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes, the amendment passes. Next is amendment number 3, was presented by Congresswoman Whitehorn. Page 31, line 1380, insert the following additional new section. Section 33, Family Violence. The Osage Nation Congress authorizes and appropriates the sum of $1,064,996 to family violence from the general fund and the treasury listed in the table below. There is a corresponding table that I'm not going to read. We all have copies. Any discussion regarding amendment number 3 to bill number ONCA 1848? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
This amendment that we're looking at right now is the result of two federal budgets, federal awards being sent over yesterday to our clerks for FY19 appropriations. We worked quickly to ask some questions and get them inserted into this bill. What you see before you is a result of that. And if my memory serves me, the first one we're voting on is a combined two grant package that was submitted yesterday. So I ask you to go ahead and support this amendment so we can get these federal funds appropriated so that the departments that utilize them will have them available to them.
Okay, any additional discussion regarding the amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor of the amendment say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Amendment passes. Amendment number 4, also presented by Congresswoman Whitehorn. Page 75, line 3404, insert the following additional new section. Section 77, ONCC, Tribal Opiate Response Program. There is a corresponding table or section. Any discussion regarding the amendment? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
As stated before, this is one of the three grants that was submitted yesterday to the Clerk's Division for federal grant award funds. We've got them formed up here to amend them into this budget so they'll be available for the program to utilize them. I urge your support of this amendment.
Any additional discussion regarding the amendment? All of those in favor of the amendment say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Amendment passes. We have one more amendment. Amendment number 5, also presented by Congresswoman Whitehorn. Page 103, line 4716, in occupancy, strike 800,000 and insert 100,000. Page 103, line 47, 23 and a half, in other, strike 250,000 and insert 950,000. Any discussion? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
This is mainly thrown out here for a quick discussion topic that has come to my attention. This amendment is no net change in the value of this budget. It just shifts the monies that are already in the budget around. What I have seen in comparison to last year's budget is in the occupancy line, which is line 4716, there's a total amount this year of $800,000 there. And I believe that in the budget it's titled as being utilities, maybe taxes. Can't remember that for sure. But what I wanted to say about this shift is that is above the line. So that $800,000 is subject to IDC cost. This is the Tribal Works budget. Every dollar in it has already been charged IDC one time before. So what they have done last year, they kept this total amount for utilities down below the line, and it was not subject to IDC. This year they've moved it up above the line. So this $800,000 you see on that line has been charged, IDC has been charged against it twice, raising the IDC rate to over 40%. On those $800,000 of tribal and some federal revenue. So I just wanted to bring that up as a point. I am not certain what it'll do if this amendment passes to the IDC cost pool, but I just wanted it to be brought up as a topic of discussion, and maybe next year, or if we decide to change it this year, we'll take a harder look at that.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
And this is just, you know, part of our process that we can make amendments. Like, I'm wondering, was it not caught in committee that we didn't? Was there any discussion at the committee of jurisdiction about this where the questions could have been asked to executive who had representation? Any dialogue there?
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
And Congresswoman Goodfox, I'm glad you asked, because I do believe that I brought it up but didn't get an answer about that. Maybe it was something that they were going to check on, and it probably was something I needed to follow up on and just have not had the time during this session. Like I said, I'm not pushing real hard for this amendment to be made, but I am wanting to bring it to our awareness so next year when we look at this, I don't believe that we need to subject $800,000 worth of tribal dollars to IDC charges, making that charge be 40% at a 40% IDC cost. I just think there's something not right with that. So that being said, I guess we can vote on it.
Any additional discussion regarding the amendment? Congressman Maker.
Well, hearing what's been said here today, I just don't know if I can support this, because any change that large should have been caught somewhere, because that's a big change. And in my experience here, any large changes like that should be addressed in our fiscal analysis, because it's going to make something else have to change. You know, it has to equal out somehow, somewhere. And it seems like there's just a few too many. Well, I'm not sure, maybe, perhaps, it'll be okay. And I just think there's just a few questions about this change. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox.
And I, you know, I'm looking at the numbers. I get that it's not gonna change the number part. There's no money being taken away. It's just where it's going to be above or below. I have the same concern. I have the same concern as Congressman Maker, but I hear the same concern in Congresswoman Whitehorn. We don't know what will happen.
Right.
That's going to lead to a no vote for me, but I do appreciate the discussion and the catch, and next year we will, if it doesn't pass, then next year it's something to, that we need to remember.
Any additional discussion? Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Speaker. I appreciate your candor, and I just wanted to say that on the record, because I think that it's positive, and I do appreciate it.
Any additional discussion regarding the amendment? Seeing none, roll call vote.
Congressman Fox.
No.
Congresswoman Pratt.
No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
No.
Congressman Tillman.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No.
Congressman Big Horse.
No.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
No.
Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Congressman Maker.
No.
Speaker Walker.
No. Motion fails. Congresswoman Pratt.
So, since we've come to the end of these amendments, a light bulb went off in my head, and I would actually like to, can I have a brief recess, because I may have an addition in this bill, and I would have to move it around and ask before it's advanced to third reading.
Second.
Is that in the form of a motion?
I'm moving for a recess.
Motion to recess by Congresswoman Pratt, seconded by Congresswoman Stabler. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
We are in recess.
Sometimes you don't get your hand up. Bar, bar, it's like right there. You're going to have to start going, hey.
How long?
I know. Well, I'm here.